Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business.
Hello, 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 and welcome to episode number 92 of Business Behind the Scene. I wanted to share with you today, I am recording a podcast on a different day, on a Friday, because I'm going on holiday in 10 days. I'm going to Hamilton Island for about 7 days, and I just can't wait. It's going to be amazing. So I wanted to record a couple of podcasts before I go away, so I don't have to be stressing while I'm on holiday. And today I wanted to talk about presentation. A lot of people struggle with presenting online and be able to help and support their audience and be as engaging as we can be on face-to-face. So I don't know if you have been speaking on stages, but I have had over 100 events every single year for about 5 years in my business. And I've learned a lot about presenting, and I just love it. So when COVID hit, I was like, no. I love teaching. I love presenting. I love being on stage. What do you mean? So I was a little bit devastated by the end, by the news that I couldn't be on stage. And at first, when I moved one to many online, I was like, well, when I moved online running these webinars, I was like, oh no, you can't see people, you can't feel people, you can't feel people's energy. How am I going to pass this energy across into the screen? How do I make sure that they can feel me? And how do I make sure that they stay as focused and connected as they are when I'm in a room, right, face to face? So first, I wanted to give you some tips on how I do it in a stage, face to face, and then I can sort of tell you how I changed a little bit of a couple of things to be able to have the same type of energy online. I am a big believer that online is not as powerful as face to face. It could be a limiting belief of mine, but I do love face to face events a lot more. So when I'm on stage, in the room, face to face, for me, what's super important is that first and foremost, everybody can see me and I can see everybody, and I truly connect with everybody in the room. I usually stand in the middle. I don't really resonate with public speakers that sit on the corner of a stage. I like to be centered. I do walk up and down the stage, but most of the time I spend the time in the center of the stage. I love to look at people's eyes. I love to connect. I love to make a joke and pause and let the joke sit. I remember one of my clients was like, how are you so funny on stage? And I'm like, well, look, I'm not I'm not funny. I'm not like a clown. What I am is that I've studied people mindset so much. I've studied people so much that I know what goes through their brain when they do some sort of action. So I know that when they post on social media, nobody likes it. No, even their mom, or maybe it's only their mom. So I make jokes that resonates with people. Like, they're listening to it and they go like, oh yeah, my mom is the only one that like my post too. This is hilarious. So they laugh because I bring the truth on stage. And so I've managed to learn how to make a joke and wait for them to laugh on stage. And that brings connection and then brings everybody come together. So I make jokes on different level where they're at, so that I can connect with every person in the room. So I know the people that come to see me, they're from invisible to between established usually, which means that they're posting on social media and nobody like it, and they've got no clients from social media, or they've been active, which means they post for a couple of months and then they disappeared, or they've been established, which means they're posting, they're getting momentum, but they're not actually converting those people. So they're wondering if they're actually wasting their time. So they're about to give up on their social media following. So I know that. I've studied my audience. I know my target market. I know the people that come to my event. And so when I give examples, I consider these three levels of people and I include them in everything that I say, so that everybody in the room feels like I'm talking directly to them. They will probably not listen to the other parts. They will listen to what's relevant to them. So I've learned to do all those things by, first and foremost, being at Tony Robbins' event. I watch Tony very closely, and I love learning from Tony. And it's been such a good learning for me to see how he does it. He speaks in front of like 10,000 people, and every single person in the room feels like he's talking to them. And that's because his presence. When I'm on stage, I've learned from Tony to just be there for the clients, not for me. So I don't feel my pain. I don't feel my brain. I have always been very good at multitasking. I'm very fast at, and my brain goes very fast. So I love being able to be on stage and focus on the people and look at how everybody's feeling and making sure that there is that connection and engagement. I love an engaged room. I don't like speaking on stage and having people quiet for hours. I love engagement. I love laughter. I love, making sure that everybody feels connected. So for me, presenting is been such a fulfilling experience, and I just love being on stage. And now even talking about it, I just go, oh my God, someone put me back on a stage. I love it. And so when I had to move online, I was like, okay, wait, how do I connect with people here? How do I make sure that they feel me? How do I make sure that they know that I know them? Because, as I said, one of the biggest thing, the most important thing that I do at the beginning of any webinar or class online, I tell them, okay, the ball is on your court. You're the one that need to focus. You're not the one that need to choose now to stop all the distractions to be able to focus for the next, however long we are online. So I teach them that. And then when I see the people distract, I stop the screen share and I just go back to raw and go like, guys, come on, I can, I'm here, I've got you. What questions do you have? Are you lost? So I really, my energy, I need to work 10 times as hard online to make sure that they are watching and connected and they understand that I'm not just one of those speakers that follow a PowerPoint and not care about if they're even following me or not. I am here to make sure that they are getting value and they can implement what I'm teaching on the day so that they're actually getting something out of it. So for me, it's super important. That is even more important than a conversion. Conversion will come if I've done that part properly. So I love working out what works, what doesn't work online, working out how I get people connected. I have to say, one of the things that I'm not as good at is when I do a webinar without seeing people. Unless it's a live, I can do a Facebook Live easily and get connection and engagement. But when I have to do a webinar and I don't see people for a long period of time, it's a little bit harder for me to really connect and bring that energy. So I've also run 3-day workshops with my clients. I've run many of them at the moment because of COVID. So nearly for 2 years now, we have run online events. So 3 days in a row for like 12-hour days, even more sometimes, connected to the screen. So how do I keep my energy up? Look, it's all a matter of, I think I'm passionate about what I do. So because I'm so passionate about it, it's not even a chore. I love it. I love speaking. I love teaching. I love being connected to my audience. I love anticipating what they need next. I love to think about what is the pain point. I love hearing and listening and watching how they're behaving and how they're reacting to all the information that I'm sending to them. And so I stop and ask and wonder where they're at, and so that I'll make sure that I can help them to the next level. So it's been a really intense journey when we had to move from running a 3-day workshop face-to-face into online. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my goodness, how am I going to do this? How am I going to keep the energy? How am I going to, making sure that everybody's going to stay connected? So it was quite hard and it was quite, I was very worried about it. But you know what? The feedback that we have from clients is sometimes is that they can actually concentrate even more. Right, that they love that they can actually get way more things done. So it's been interesting. It's been really useful for me to learn a new skill, right? Learn something that that is even better, is even more useful. So this is me. This is what I have learned in the business, and it's been amazing. It's been amazing for me to be able to learn something completely new that I've never done before. And going online and presenting is an art. A lot of people ask me how I do it and how I keep my energy up, and I honestly believe that it's about the passion. I'm passionate about what I teach. I'm passionate about helping. I love coaching, and it's actually the most fun part of my business. If I could just spend the time coaching, I would. I would just do coaching all the time. I love it. I love coaching in classes. I love showing up for people in that sense. So this is a little bit of tips around how you can get some engagement on social media. So sometimes standing up when you are on a webinar or on online, standing up can actually help you to bring a little bit more energy. I also do that with my podcast sometimes when I don't feel my energy. I'm like, all right, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand still, like, you know, make sure that I'm there. I've got the energy. So I do a lot of things that help me bring the energy up, because sometimes it's hard, you know, to be there, to be present for the people. So this is one of the things that I do. I stand up. I make sure that I can see everybody's video. So I find a way to have two screens and have everybody's video so I can actually see them. I get them to engage. I ask questions from the beginning to make sure that they are engaging, and I tell them, like, hey, this is not engagement, it's not just for me, but it's for you to be able to get the most out of this this day. So let's engage. So I ask a lot of questions throughout, and I get, like, everybody, if you agree with this, just say I agree. I want to, like, get people to really commit, engage, and get excited about the day, so the level of attention, engagement, and energy is really high on the end. We do games. We do lots of games to make sure that they, again, the energy goes up. We dance. We do lots of dancing as well to get everybody engaged to the next level. I've got a thing, whenever I drink water, I tell them, you guys drink water. So everybody is so cute. Everybody drinks. So there's different things that I do to get making sure that people are there with me and stay engaged for as long as possible, because if not, I'm going to waste my time and their time, and I don't want that. So everybody, if you have been wondering and are afraid, just try it. Just try, put yourself out there, put a group together of 5-6 people, and just go for it. Bring the energy, bring your energy up, put some music on, dance, and get your people to really learn from you. You've got this. Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come to check out our Facebook group, Workshop Secrets for Coaches. It's a community of over 9,500 coaches that are ready to boom their business by running workshops. They are stuck in one-on-one coaching and they're ready to start to go one-to-many. So if you are one of those coaches, then you have to join us. I look forward to see you there. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave me a review to win a ticket to one of my workshops. I look forward to see you there.